Harris campaign requires employees to be up to date on COVID-19 vaccines. By Hannah Knudsen on August 16, 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris's presidential campaign is requiring its employees to be up to date on COVID-19 vaccines, according to a job listing from the campaign, which is searching for national booker. The Harris campaign has a job listing for a national booker, tasked with working with the surrogate's communications director and deputy communications director to execute Harris for President's strategy for deploying surrogates and allies across national and regional media outlets. According to the listing, the national booker is also tasked with managing daily reservations with media bookers and developing strategies to increase the visibility of campaign spokespeople and surrogates across TV networks, radio, digital streaming programs, podcasts, and more. Required skills and qualifications for the job are fairly run-of-the-mill. 3 to 5 years of experience in media or communications, a strong interest in media or politics, good instincts, and the ability to thrive in a fast-paced environment. However, in the fine print at the bottom of the listing, the campaign makes it clear that it also expects the would-be employee to be completely caught up on his or her coronavirus vaccinations. The requirement reads, Harris for President requires all employees to be up to date on COVID-19 vaccination status as prescribed by the CDC as a condition of employment, unless otherwise prohibited by applicable law. If you seek a reasonable accommodation in relation to the campaign's COVID-19 policy, you should speak to the HR department prior to reporting to an office location. It remains unclear what the campaign considers a reasonable accommodation to sidestep the coronavirus vaccination rules, such as concerns over adverse effects. Currently, the CDC recommends the 2023-2024 updated COVID-19 vaccines, listing Pfizer-BioNTech, Moderna, or Novavax as options. It recommends that every person 5 years of age and older get one dose of an updated vaccine. But it states that those 65 and older who receive one dose of the recommended updated vaccine should receive one additional dose of an updated COVID-19 vaccine at least 4 months after the previous updated dose. Interestingly, the listing stresses that Harris for President is committed to diversity among its staff, deeming itself an equal opportunity employer, recruiting, hiring, training, promoting, and administering without regard to sex, race, age, color, creed, national origin, religion, economic status, sexual orientation, veteran status, gender identity or expression, ethnic identity or disability, or any other legally protected basis. Despite that, it seems the campaign is clearly not committed to the diversity of vaccine status. The Biden campaign had a similar requirement in a job listing earlier in 2024, as it searched for a diversity, equity, and inclusion DEI director. It also required that the applicant, if hired, be up to date on his or her coronavirus vaccinations. The campaign's requirement is reminiscent of the Biden-Harris administration's war against unvaccinated Americans, which largely dominated the beginning of the administration. This happened despite the fact that President Joe Biden, in December 2020, misled the American people, asserting that he did not believe vaccines should be mandatory. Yet, he tried to make vaccines mandatory via the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, using the agency to force vaccines on tens of millions of U.S. workers. Related, Biden, police, emergency responders should be fired if they don't get vaccinated. However, the U.S. Supreme Court eventually intervened, blocking the OSHA mandate, but that still did not stop Biden from making negative remarks toward unvaccinated Americans over the years. The vaccine requirement also comes despite the fact that the coronavirus vaccines do not prevent transmission of the virus, nor do they stop the vaccinated from contracting it. Despite claiming the contrary and spreading vaccine misinformation, a vaccinated and boosted Biden knows these facts all too well, as he tested positive for the illness yet again in July. Related, Tim Walz didn't mind your own D business during COVID madness.